A Muslim bows toward Mecca. A Buddhist sits in silent meditation. A Christian kneels before a crucifix. We've been taught to see these as different expressions of the same spiritual impulse, like saying French, Mandarin, and Arabic are just different words for the same thing. But what if this comforting narrative is actually dangerous? What if pretending religions are fundamentally identical blinds us to conflicts reshaping our world? The claim that all religions are one sounds beautifully tolerant, yet it reveals a stunning ignorance of what billions actually believe. When we say all paths lead to the same mountaintop, we're not describing reality, we're reimagining it to soothe our discomfort with difference. This well-meaning fiction has consequences. Religious conflicts don't arise despite our shared humanity, they emerge precisely because different traditions diagnose different problems and prescribe radically different solutions. Here's what religions do share. They all begin by declaring something is profoundly wrong with human existence, but that's where agreement ends. Christianity identifies sin as humanity's core problem, our separation from God through moral failure. The solution? Salvation through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. Islam sees a different problem entirely, human arrogance and self-sufficiency, the delusion that we can live without submitting to Allah. Buddhism points to suffering itself as the fundamental issue, caused by our attachment and craving. The solution isn't salvation, but nirvana, extinguishing desire altogether. Confucianism diagnoses social chaos stemming from broken relationships and poor character. Its remedy involves cultivating virtue through education and ritual propriety. These aren't different languages describing the same reality, they're entirely different projects. Asking which religion best achieves salvation misses the point. Buddhists aren't seeking salvation, and Christians aren't pursuing nirvana. It's like debating whether basketball or baseball better achieves touchdowns. The goals themselves differ fundamentally, and pretending otherwise insults practitioners of every tradition. Islam means submission, a word that unlocks the tradition's entire architecture. Five times daily, over a billion Muslims bow toward Mecca, physically enacting this submission. Islam practices absolute, uncompromising oneness. Allah cannot be depicted, divided, or become human. The idea of God incarnating as Jesus strikes Muslims as blasphemy against divine transcendence. Muhammad embodies this difference. Where Jesus refused political power, Muhammad led armies, governed cities, and established legal systems. He combined prophet and institution builder, roles Christianity split between Jesus and Paul. The five pillars structure Muslim life: testimony, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. Christianity makes an audacious claim: God became human. This incarnation separates Christianity from Judaism and Islam's strict monotheism. The tradition revolves around salvation from sin through Christ's death and resurrection, offering what no human effort could achieve. Yet Christianity contains remarkable diversity. Quiet Episcopal services and ecstatic Pentecostal worship both claim Christ. The Protestant Reformation split Christianity over whether salvation requires faith alone or faith plus works. Catholics populated their spiritual cosmos with saints and sacraments. Protestants stripped this away, emphasizing direct access to God through Scripture. What unites these traditions is their focus on orthodoxy, right belief, rather than orthopraxy, right practice. Confucianism challenges Western definitions of religion. Where are the gods or afterlife? This tradition focuses on human flourishing in the present, shaping East Asian civilizations for millennia. Its radical proposal: social harmony flows from individual character cultivation. While rivals advocated force or withdrawal, Confucians insisted on engagement through education, ritual, and virtue. Two concepts form its heart. Ren, human-heartedness, represents right relations beginning with family, while Li, propriety, expresses Ren through proper conduct. Confucius believed anyone could become an exemplary person whose influence improves society through studying classics and practicing virtues. Hinduism explodes simple definition, the least dogmatic, most diverse major religion where one can worship many gods, one god, or none at all. Yet beneath this diversity lies agreement. Humanity's fundamental problem is samsara, the endless cycle of rebirth. Westerners romanticize reincarnation, but Hindus traditionally view it as suffering to escape. The goal is moksha, liberation from samsara itself. Philosophical Hinduism developed meditation and yoga for achieving moksha through self-effort. Devotional Hinduism, bhakti, democratized liberation. Through devotion to deities like Vishnu or Shiva, anyone could achieve moksha through divine grace rather than arduous practice. Buddhism begins with a prince who had everything, choosing nothing. After encountering suffering, Siddhartha Gautama abandoned luxury to seek awakening. Like Hinduism, Buddhism identifies samsara as problematic, but targets suffering, dukkha, as the core issue. The solution is nirvana, extinguishing suffering by eliminating craving born from the illusion of self. Buddhism's radical claim? You have no soul, no permanent self. What you call I is merely a temporary combination of matter, sensations, perceptions, thoughts, and consciousness. Belief in a permanent self unleashes suffering through insatiable ego-driven cravings. The Buddha urged followers to test teachings through experience rather than rely on authority. After his death, Buddhism split. Theravada maintained that only monastics could achieve nirvana through rigorous practice. Mahayana democratized enlightenment, making it available to lay people through devotion to bodhisattvas, compassionate beings who postpone liberation to help others. Taoism whispers what modern life shouts against: stop trying so hard. While other traditions prescribe elaborate practices, Taoism celebrates wandering as freedom. The Tao Te Ching captivates through paradoxical wisdom. The softest overcomes the hardest. Valleys surpass peaks. Doing nothing accomplishes everything. Taoists proclaim, this is it. We're already home on earth, most ourselves when flowing naturally rather than forcing conformity. The problem isn't sin or suffering, but letting life slip away. The solution? Live vitally in a healthy body, with some pursuing physical immortality in this world, not an afterlife. The Tao Te Ching urges return to primordial unity, rejecting Confucian socialization that carves natural simplicity into artificial roles. While Confucians believe we become human through social relations, Taoists say we find ourselves by disentangling from them. The ultimate goal? Balancing yin and yang, not choosing one over the other. Standing at the intersection of world religions, we face a choice: continue pretending they're secretly identical or embrace their genuine differences with respect. The perennial philosophy that claims all religions lead to the same truth doesn't describe reality. It imposes one tradition's framework onto others. When someone says all paths lead to God, ask, which God? The Hindu conception? The Islamic understanding? The Christian Trinity? These aren't different names for the same being, but fundamentally different visions of ultimate reality. Religious literacy matters now more than ever. Diplomats, educators, and neighbors need to understand what people actually believe, not what we wish they believed. Interfaith cooperation succeeds not by claiming theological agreement, but by acknowledging differences while working toward shared goals. True tolerance requires difference. There's nothing to tolerate in what's identical to ourselves. The elephant parable doesn't prove religion's unity. It reminds us of knowledge's limits. In a world where religious conflicts shape politics and human suffering, we can't afford comforting fictions. Understanding that God is not one, that religions pursue different goals through different means, isn't divisive, but essential. Only by seeing clearly what divides us can we build bridges strong enough to hold.